hello. So day three of the holiday, and we're in Salzburg. We're currently getting some lunch, but this morning we went on a bus tour of the city, by which we mean it was like a little minivan with just a German driver and three old German women who were being driven around.
I do recommend the small van bus tour, man. Like, it was nice. It was nice and warm. The car was nice. It was a tiny little van. It got driven everywhere. It was brilliant.
It was good fun. We saw lots of the sights. A little bit Sound of Music heavy for my liking. But no, it was good. We saw the big castle.
We saw Heilbronn Palace. We saw some of the Archbishop palaces. We saw basically all the churches. There's only one church that is not a Catholic church in Salzburg, which I find amazing.
In unrelated news, it turns out that the old Archbishop of Salzburg, who used to rule here when it was an independent principality, who was also the Archbishop, had 16 kids.
Yep.
So I'm not sure there was much separation of church and state either, given that he was both in charge. But yeah, that was years ago. Now Salzburg is part of Austria. Well, one thing the driver in the tour did say, which amused me, was how Mozart, as the audio tour actually kept saying, in the Mozart Museum, was German, in that apparently Salzburg was part of Germany at the time he was around, or I guess like the latter part of the Holy Roman Empire.
I don't know, I think we were missing something on the translation there.
Yeah, but anyway, the driver was saying how Austrians say Mozart and Beethoven are definitely Austrian, but Hitler was German.
That was quite funny.
We then went to the Mozart Museum, or Mozart, as the audio tour kept going, Mozart. And it was on the German audio tour, I don't know German, this was the English audio tour, which is pretty good. It was actually at Mozart's house.
It was where he grew up, not where he was born. We're going to where he was born in a bit.
And now I'm wondering if I'm turning into a bit of a Mozart truther, because apparently he wrote an opera or a symphony or something when he was like nine. Bullshit. But
here we see James's lack of classical music knowledge, and he finds that surprising.
So he ended up, he was a child prodigy and went and hung out with the Emperor of Germany.
He didn't hang out and with him, he played for him.
Yeah, and his dad went with it. I reckon, no, I think you're wrong. I think the kid could probably learn to play the piano real good. Like you get those child preachers who are like four who learn things by rote. But writing the stuff?
Yeah, why not?
It's funny how his dad was also a composer.
Anyway, You can go against all the history and not hang out with me for the rest of the holiday.
It's the real truth. No, I'm not a Mozart truther, of course not. So that's what we did. And the museum was pretty good. It was set up sort of like a dilemma. It was like, why are the portraits of him not actually him? It turns out it's because once, you know, Mozart had his his painting painted, then didn't everyone just copy him? Or like basically everyone was guessing.
Yeah.
And
now, the really cool thing, I want to know more about his sister, who is also a child prodigy, and I need to now find a book on Nannerl, I think was her name. That was quite cool. So before he was a prodigy, she was a child prodigy, and they actually went on a European tour together. I did not know this, but now I want to know more.
It was it was good. And the last room in the museum, just as Mozart would have wanted, in his house hundreds of years after he died, was an interactive exhibit with like a video screen with a camera, so your face could appear where in place of Mozart's face on the
Why
on the painting.
Are you using the weird pronunciation?
Because that's what the man on the audio tour said, and I reckon that's canon.
Oh God.
So yeah, we're now being apparently watched being recorded. This booth is being watched being recorded by a small child, so I'm going to stop recording because I'm a bit self-conscious.